Still, these thoughts qualified Crowley as something of a dove on the issue of eugenics. Charles Van Hise, Roosevelt's close advisor, was more emphatic. "He who thinks not of himself primarily, but of his race and of its future, is the new patriot," explained Van Hise, a founder of the American Conservation Movement and president of the University of Wisconsin during its glory days as the premier training ground for American progressives. Van Hise summarized the American progressive attitude toward eugenics well when he explained, "We know enough about agriculture so that the agricultural production of the country could be doubled if the knowledge were applied. We know enough about disease so that if the knowledge were utilized, infectious and contagious diseases would be substantially destroyed in the United States within a score of years. We know enough about eugenics so that if the knowledge were applied, the defective classes would disappear within a generation." The key divide among progressives was not between eugenicists and non-eugenicists, or between racists and non-racists. It was between advocates of positive eugenics and advocates of negative eugenics, between those who called themselves humanists and those who subscribed to theories of race suicide, between environmentalists and genetic determinists. The positive eugenicists argued for merely encouraging, cajoling, and subsidizing the fit to breed more and the unfit to breed less. The negative eugenicists operated along a spectrum that went from forced sterilization to imprisonment, at least during the reproductive years. Environmentalists stressed that improving the material conditions of the degenerate classes would improve their plight. Many progressives were really Lamarckians when it came to human evolution. Race suicide theorists believed that whole lines and classes of people were beyond salvation. For a variety of reasons, those we would today call conservatives often opposed eugenic schemes. The lone dissenter in Buck v. Bell, for example, wasn't the liberal Justice Louis Brandeis or Harlan Fiske Stone, but the arch-conservative Pierce Butler. The Catholic conservative, J.K. Chesterton, was subjected to relentless ridicule and scorn for his opposition to eugenics. In various writings, most notably Eugenics and Other Evils, in Argument Against the Scientifically Organized Society, Chesterton opposed what was held to be the sophisticated position by nearly all thinking people in Britain and the United States. Indeed, the foremost institution combating eugenics around the world was the Catholic Church. It was the Catholic influence in Italy, along with the fact that Italians were a genetically polyglot bunch, that made Italian fascism less obsessed with eugenics than either the American progressives or the Nazis. Though Mussolini did believe that over time fascist government would have a positive eugenic effect on the Italians. Nonetheless, progressives did come up with a term for conservative opponents of eugenics. They called them social Darwinists. Progressives invented the term social Darwinism to describe anyone who opposed Sidney Webb's notion that the state must aggressively interfere in the reproductive order of society.